All right, this next guy is very, very funny. Have you ever seen Andy Kaufman?
Yeah.
You see how he's out there? This next guy is right on that level. Please keep it going for Tom Flood.
I'm right on that level. Here's my showcase right here. The microphone was off, and people didn't hear me, so here's that joke again. With an added twist. You know, when you're asked a question, and you say, I don't know, and begin the sensation. Hey man, have you seen my rag? Oh, I don't know where he is. Oh. That had all the ingredients for glory. Something I get sick and tired of is actors, and they're accomplished actors, and then they're interviewed, and they say they didn't really want to be an actor. I didn't really want to be an actor. I wanted a regular job. I didn't. And the funny thing is, like, this is not this actor. This is back to me. After they become actors, they say they didn't really want to become an actor. Before they become actors, they say, oh, I want to be an actor. I want to be an actor. But afterwards, they say, oh, I didn't really want to be an actor. So he says, I didn't really want to be an actor. Don't give me that. You know you want to become an actor. You know you want the money and the fame and the Hollywood and the women and the internet and the business. You always want to be on the biggest screen, the small screen, the silver screen. Don't give me that. Don't lie to me. I don't like lying famous people. Don't lie. I hate that. Except if it's a little white. But don't lie to me! You know you wanted to become an actor. What else did you want to do? Take out trash stuff? Now, here's something that requires a table. So hold on a second. Okay, this is traffic court, and I'm sitting where the judge is, and right here is the woman who is in. It's traffic court. Right here is an experienced driver woman. Here's a young guy who just got out of college. And he didn't mean to, but it was his fault. This is traffic court. So, here's the woman, and here's the... Now, I hear you did something wrong.
Yeah, he smashed my tailpipe and did some good stuff. He smashed my tailpipe and, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. It's my headlight. Yeah, my headlight and my tailpipe. And like, he didn't even see me. He didn't care for me and everything.
Okay, calm down. We'll get this straightened out for you. What happened?
Well, I was doing nothing. I gave her this, and like, yeah, it was okay. And I gave her this, and you know, then I cut in front of her. It was nothing.
So, you think you should really do that past everybody you see?
Well, I just gave her this again.
Okay, one day in jail and $25. Case dismissed.
$75. No, no. $100. No.
$200. $400. $600.
$800. Oh, come on.
$1,000. Oh, what kind of judge? Who made you a judge?
$4,000. No! $10,000. No, don't do this to me. $20,000. No!
The woman's gone by now.
And that's that.
If you want more, go to Court TV. That's right. I like how they put that.
You want courtroom news now? Then go to Court TV, where all America sees its courtrooms in working fashion.
Oh, man.
I might need this later. Now, as stand-up comics, we give our all to people. We give all. We give our all to people. So, if I don't do good sometimes, just remember I give my all. There's this commercial on TV that says, "What if we go on a road trip and kept taking left turns dizzy? That's where we'd be. Ha ha ha. Dizzy." I like to do a joke for my brother because he likes me to tell jokes. And this is like, I heard this on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. This guest came on and told this joke. And now, I'm going to do it in my own fashion. And here's my own version. A married couple goes to Las Vegas. Husband sits down at the gambling table. His wife sees him gambling so much, and he's really going overboard. So, she says, Honey, what are you doing? You're gambling away all our money. Honey, don't worry. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, my God.
I like to take my cap off to stand-up comics who end their jokes with, "This is going nowhere." See, this guy goes into a bar and he sees this woman, asks her out. He says, "Yeah." And she says, "Are you afraid of commitment?" "No, let's get married." "Okay." But like, they don't get married. He just stalls for time, stuff like that. And this is like one of those styles of jokes. Well, you know where it is. So he goes out with her, and they make it a wedding date. And then he sees this other woman when she's not looking. He goes, "Let's go out." And he goes, "Okay." And then he cheats again, cheats again, cheats again. And then by chance they all go to this bar the same night, but none of each other know it. Man comes in, and all the women come in like they don't. Well, this is going nowhere. Another table thing. I like to also tip my cap to those comics who say no after everything they say. I saw these bunch of people down there. The bar was nice at this bar. I saw these people at this bar, and the bar was nice and had great food, but the people were bad. They were wrong. No! Then I walked down the street, got mugged. No! And then after everything he says no. And that's the whole point of that thing. I like to tip. Type of comic I like to tip my cat to. Lots of consonants and vowels. Cause like, well, I'll stand up for this one. Now this is back to me. I'm not imitating you right now. But one time, like, this comic told me, "Do you like this place?" And I said, "Yes, I come here exclusively." Big word with consonants and vowels, so people can be impressed with the way I handle it. You know, you have your friend, like, and you're not real nice to him, and then you call his name out, and he goes, you call his name out, like, "Freddy, uh-huh," he goes, "uh-huh," like, he wants, in his mind, since he called your name again, he thinks he wants to be friendly with you again just because you say his name. He goes, "Freddy, uh-huh," and you're like, "Uh-huh, we'll be friends again, ha-ha, and we jump for joy, 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 forever, joy, we'll be friends forever, uh-huh, uh-huh." "Freddy, your college loan server's calling, he wants you to pay now." Meanwhile, back at the courtroom. $30,000! "You can't do this to me! Stop it! $45,000! When are you gonna stop?" She goes on for higher prices you'd like. I moved to an apartment 3 months ago, 3 years ago actually. And I like to call this kitchen, I like to call the kitchen my makeshift kitchen. Because not one day goes by without something falling, dropping, or getting wet in the kitchen. Okay, well, they all can't work. We give our all. There's this other commercial on, and he gets off the bus to New York City, and he's in New York City with his electric guitar and stuff. Well, he has to pay bills too. They never have that part where he has to pay bills! He doesn't have the part where he has to pay rent and stuff. He gotta pay rent if you wanna stay in a rock and roll business. Everybody's looking for that one hit single. Ever since time began, actually. I don't know. I can't explain that. Don't expect me to explain things. And that's that. No. There, I just said no. You know when you skip down the street and there's a trash can in your way? One time, 20 years ago, I was walking down the street in the summer, and like the good part of summer high school, when you go out for the summer, I didn't have a job because I didn't want my like a boss to be mean at me. So I walked down the sidewalk and go, I am a very wise man. I just jumped over the trash can. That kind of worked. But not really. There's this guy who walked in the bookstore and he said he wanted to read the book, The Rules, you know, The Rules, the book for women. And she says, we have them for women. And he said, we have them for men too. And he walks out.
Because
the one who wrote The Rules got divorced. I'm serious. So, you know, I'd like to end on one, but I can't find one to make it end. Oh, here's one. I hate USA Today. You know why? Because in the right upper corner section, if you look in the paper machine when you take one paper out, first of all, it used to be 50 cents, now it's 75 cents, so you have to give up another. But anyway, in the upper right corner, it is a famous person. Nothing's more refreshing to a regular working person than seeing the upper right corner of a picture of a person making it more famously and better than you. Okay. Now, remember, we give our all.